If you work as a manufacturing facilities engineer, installing a new piece of equipment can be as complex as the machinery itself. From prep work to alignment and testing, it's your team's job to put it all together. That's why it's good to have Grainger on your side. With industrial-grade products and next-day delivery, Grainger helps ensure you have everything you need close at hand through every step of the installation. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Breaking news, and this one is almost unbelievable.
Yeah, it's all about new customers at Bet365, because they get $150 in bonus bets when they bet $5, win or lose. And even better, bonus bets can be used on the spread, totals, and player props.
There you have it. Bet $5 to get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. And see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Indiana. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-9 with it. T&Cs apply.
Welcome back in, early break, hour two of the show here on a Thursday. Before we get to Mike Schaefer, hour two, sponsored by Midwest Bank, member
FDIC.
Locations in South Lincoln at 27th and Jamie Lane, also at 70th and Pioneers. Bill, what has Shindaddy got going on today?
Well, things are pretty cleaned up around there since the vacuum situation yesterday. Yes. Schaefer had a guy with a canister of dust.
Dustbuster.
Putting dust out while he had 144 used vacuums that he gave away.
Gave away?
Yes. Can you imagine the smell?
Just
that. The used vacuum smell.
You know the smell.
Ooh, I forgot about the smell.
The smell is the deterrent.
It was quite a day for him. They had a big day for him right there. But now, thing to think about is this one. If you snooze, you lose.
Don't tell me.
Yeah, he's got 600 digital alarm clocks from the 80s. The old school with the snooze bar on top.
He's got 600?
600. And he has set the alarm clocks for like every minute, so they're gonna start going off when you walk in. And when you find the alarm clock and hit the snooze, you get it. That's how you win the alarm clock. So they're gonna start going off at 8:44, like every but random times, not all at once, obviously. So out of the ones, they're
what
all hooked
idea,
up.
Shindy.
He had an idea. He's got a sale on them, and he's got
Shindy
digital alarm clocks from the 80s. He got 600 of them, and they're all set up. He has a power bank set up.
You don't have to do it if you walk in, though.
You do, kind
I'd
of.
I'd say I don't need
pretty
an
devious
alarm clock.
Yeah. Pretty devious. Yeah. Making people wade through a sea of alarm clocks to determine which is the one that's going off.
It's kind of a maze. It's kind of fun.
Every minute
going off. Imagine you walk in, hey, Connie, how you doing? Find it.
I don't want to.
Then another one starts going off. Your odds go up if you can't find the first one because another minute. There's two going off. It's a lot.
500 of them.
It took him 4 hours to set the alarms last night.
He's up
4 hours. Five. Him and Tamara just setting alarms.
Just walking down the line.
Setting them all up.
That's incredibly tedious.
Were you watching the Beverly Hillbillies?
Sitting there setting the alarms? Shindaddy loves the Beverly Hillbillies. He knows every.
Does he?
Remember Ellie May?
Yeah.
Jethro Bodine.
Yeah. He's dumber than a mud fence.
Anyway, Schaefer's here.
That's right. Schaefer's here. The Mike Schaefer Hour is sponsored by Ben Spurk of Farm Bureau. Call or text Ben at 402-217-9945 for insurance questions or needs. All right, Schaefer, let's start here. Nebraska earlier this week got a commitment from three-star linebacker out of Elkhorn North, Jace Reynolds. What do you like about Jace?
Yeah, I think the thing that intrigues me is just the versatility. He's someone at least at the high school level that has lined up in a lot of different ways for the Elkhorn North defense. He's been, played as a nickelback, as kind of a traditional linebacker, coming off of the edge as a pass rusher. He's got kind of an unusual stat line you don't see in high school a lot, where he has both hurries, sacks, and pass breakups as well. And so, and then on top of it, he's a pretty sure tackler. It's 6'1.5", 6'2", 210 pounds. They can work with him a little bit. I think he's a guy that comes in and has the opportunity to redshirt and learn and grow and develop. And then he's someone that I just envision he's going to be on the coverage units for Mike Eckler when he gets those opportunities. And so from there, you kind of see if he can grow into, I think, the upside here. What you would like to see him become would be, and this is a pretty, I think, high-reaching comparison here, but I think if he could be a JoJo Doman that can play and do different things for you defensively, that's kind of what you're hoping for here. We know that they are trying to put together a linebacker room that's pretty versatile. You think about other in-state linebackers, Pierce Mooberry, Christian Jones, just different type of players than Jace Reynolds. And so I think Nebraska was excited last year when he had a good run at Friday Night Lights. They knew coming in that this was someone they really were interested in. I know from talking with Tony White that day, he was pretty intrigued by just the different things that Jace Reynolds could do once he gets the time to fully develop the body, get him to the right size. They like the athletic profile there. So I'm not surprised that this one ultimately happened. I mean, this is a kid that grew up with the Nebraska Cornhuskers is kind of the dream scenario for him. So to have that opportunity was pretty big for him on Monday.
Jace Reynolds becomes the fourth commitment of this class, the class of 2026.
Yeah. Class of 26. It's been a pretty slow burn.
Now, what do you expect in June and July?
Yeah, it's...
How many?
See, I have gone back and forth on this. I think they're going to have a really small high school class relative to what we
expect. What's really small?
To me, somewhere between 12 to 15.
Yep.
And so initially I was more on the 15 side. Now I'm closer to the 12. Like, I just think watching how they've gone about things, it's almost like they are more invested in 2027. They have their 2026s that they have coming in, that they're locked in on, that they've gone out and they've visited and they feel good about. And if they can get, 8 to 10 more of those guys, try to hold off everybody that wants CJ Brownell, who's really kind of the one that you're concerned about of the four commitments. I just think that's kind of where they're at. And then 2027, you picked up Trey Taylor last week on Thursday. You got coaches all around the country stopping by schools and making offers there. Guys have already come in for a lot of visits in the 2027 class. So it feels like, not that 2026 isn't important or the one here at hand, but it does feel like they have really kind of pushed harder into the future cycle than what you might see at this point.
Mm-hmm.
Some of that's just taking advantage of the way the schedule works now. I mean, it's just a different schedule, and you've got to be able to recruit these guys earlier because people are committing earlier, as evident by Trey Taylor's commitment last week on Thursday.
I wanted to address something with Mike that I referred to earlier in the week that I just wanted to some degree of clarification and ask you about this. There's a wide receiver in the class, Davion Bonwell. Mm-hmm. How you pronounce his name?
Davion Bonwell Witt.
Yeah, there you go. He suffered a broken patella in game one of his junior season. I referred to a knee injury. That's what it was, a broken patella.
Yeah, it was a pretty gruesome knee injury.
6 month full recovery. What is the status? I mean, is he going to be part of this class
still? Well, he is committed right now. I think the big thing that's going to happen is he's coming to work out at camp, and I think Nebraska wants to see where athletically he's at. I think all sides are fine with him as a commit in this moment, but I think it's all going to come down to what he looks like athletically when he gets onto campus.
Okay.
And Nebraska kind of went through this with Evan Taylor, who went out the door here a few weeks ago, where this is a guy they really liked. And then the first game of his senior season, he had just a nasty knee injury, ends up redshirting the first year that he's here, doesn't do much as a redshirt freshman, and then was with guys like Caden Vermaas and Tanner Turch during the spring, just kind of getting immersed back in. Like sometimes, and Bill can speak to this too, having recruited it and knowing what that's like, sometimes there's just a high school injury that costs guys seasons of development. And that could be the situation with Bonwell Witt, and that's why I think they want to know what he is athletically as early as they can, because when you have limited roster space and everything else, you just don't have the flexibility that you may be used to.
Yeah, it's not – sometimes things are unfortunate and how things work out, but you have to do what's best for the overall – for the state of Nebraska, the football program, everyone on that team, and to take the right people. And if there's something that happens that's a misfortune, that's part of the game.
Yeah.
There's some things of that take place, and it's not. And so, as part of the game,
Breaking news coming in from Bet365, and it's no surprise. Same game parlay from Bet365 just keeps getting better.
Well, it's even easier to make a bet. Choose from the most popular markets, like hits, run line, totals, and home runs. So many to choose from.
Download the app, start building your bet, and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-9-WITH-IT. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Indiana. T&Cs apply.
Time is precious, and so are our pets. So time with our pets is extra precious. That's why we started Dutch. Dutch provides 24/7 access to licensed vets with unlimited virtual visits and follow-ups for up to 5 pets. You can message a vet at any time and schedule a video visit the same day. Our vets can even prescribe medication for many ailments, and shipping is always free. With Dutch, you'll get more time with your pets and year-round peace of mind when it comes to their vet care.
I would say there's a great chance that there's no issues, but the patella is worse than an ACL.
Yeah.
The patella, if you're...
I mean, we're talking a broken kneecap.
Yeah.
This isn't just like, a fracture or anything. Yeah. Like, this was a very, very big injury.
The ACL doesn't really freak you out too much. It's like, okay, those things happen. They come back 100%. I've just seen... There's so many players playing in the NFL right now that had an ACL in college or whatever, and they're like, they're just fine. Patella bothers you a big time, that, and foot injuries are the ones that are the worst. Broken feet, and it's like all of a sudden Liz Frank or whatever the injury is, you're terrified of a foot. Because a lot of times they just never recover,
yep.
And they put screws in them, and they're just never the same. Sometimes smaller guys come back, no problem. Big guys, the foot injuries, scary business.
Marquise Stepp, remember him?
I do remember.
And I remember when he came, and somebody said, well, he's a little damaged goods. I said, what? He's got foot problems. I'm like, that's great. He's a running back.
Makes sense. Yeah.
I mean, he's a big running back.
So. Yeah.
Anyway, Jace Reynolds.
Yeah, I want to kind of talk this. The 2026 in-state class. Mm-hmm. I think we've been spoiled by, not that there's a dramatic drop-off in talent, but in terms of, you know, nationally notable names, this class doesn't have it, maybe up to the degree that previous classes have. And I think Nebraska fans need to kind of get ready for him if Jace Reynolds is one of the few commits of this class from the Nebraska. From the state of Nebraska.
Yeah, and Matt Rhule sort of addressed that a couple weeks ago when this kind of came up, because Iowa State has several commits from Nebraska, and it doesn't look like they're going to get anyone from that Millard South team that's loaded and looks like they're going to run for another state title, which is a little unusual. But at the same time, you know, it's absolutely how Bill said. I mean, you got to do what's best for you. And they've identified that these are players that, while in previous years they may have taken them without the 105 or without future roster restrictions, or if they were able to do more NIL scholarships or however they've kind of done things in the past. But he's also had multiple years of sort of sifting through what it looks like locally here at Nebraska, what kind of competition, how those guys have done when they've come in. And I can understand if they're taking a little bit of a step back. They took a lot of in-state players early on, and they don't have a lot of results at this point in time to kind of show for them.
Nope.
So it kind of cuts both ways. And I see a lot of conversation about Jet Tamala and Dayton Rayola and all of that too. And
same class.
I mean, some of it was Nebraska's in a situation where you have a quarterback and Dayton Rayola. Mm-hmm. They didn't need to go get Jet Tamala. So,
right.
And it doesn't mean one thing or the other. He could go have a very successful run at Iowa State, or it could go in a different way. We spend a lot of time wringing our hands when an in-state player goes somewhere else.
Do you notice, though? I don't know that there's as much hand-wringing.
Not as much this year, but I think some of it is because guys like Amarian Jackson never got an offer. There was never like that moment where it's, is he going to go to Nebraska or is he going to pick somewhere else? Mm-hmm. I mean, when you're talking about a Nick Henrich in 2019 and it's, are we really going to lose the best player in the state to Iowa or to Wisconsin?
There was more hand-wringing.
That's a bigger deal. And then ultimately, you know, Nebraska was able to get him. But it comes down to, if you're losing kids to Iowa State that you never offered, I think people are easier or more capable of just setting that to the side until that kid becomes a really good football
that
player.
That could happen. Now, there's only three. There's only been three offers for
2020. Yeah, well, that's the big thing. Yeah. They've made the decision pretty early on. There just wasn't much. And like I said, it cuts to it also being a really small class. Like, I think they're being very judicious in what they want to bring in.
I like that word.
And, thank you.
Me too.
In what they want to do. Like, it's, you know.
File that one away.
That one's going to come up. That's
so
going to be a
Isaac
thrills.
Jensen's one of the offers. He's not visiting. He won't even visit.
Yeah, well, I think he's gotten the sense. They have several tight ends they like. Isaac Jensen is not the top of the board.
Miller's not.
Camden Jensen from Heritage in Denver or suburban Denver is the top of the board. That's the guy they want. Okay. That's, you know, and I think they take two, and they also have Lincoln Watkins coming in from Michigan, and they have Luke Sorensen, who just changed his visit yesterday. He was coming in June 20th, which was the big visit weekend where I think Nebraska is going to pull several commits out of the guys coming in that weekend. He's no longer coming in then because he wants to make a June decision. He's now coming in May, so he's the first official visitor I know of that's coming in May, and that's going to happen May 16th.
Okay,
which would be next Friday.
Next Friday. And then the other the offer, of course, is to Derrion Jones.
Yeah, and I like Nebraska's chances there. Obviously, Iowa and Kansas State are involved in recruiting him as well, but his brother, Donovan Jones, is on the team. For my money, Derrion Jones is the guy that I think in this class has the biggest upside.
Really?
Of in-state players.
Omaha North.
He was my favorite player I watched from the 2026 group last year.
Why do you say that?
He, on the field that included, you know, Torrey Pittman, we were talking about nationally ranked or nationally regarded in-state players. Torrey Pittman's the next big name.
Yep.
2027 safety, a guy that has a ton of attention because of how athletically gifted he is and all of that. I mean, Derrion Jones was the best player on the field that night when I watched these guys play, and it wasn't
interesting.
Wasn't close. I think he's a great athlete. I like him more as a receiver than as a defensive back. He glides when he runs. There's just a smoothness to the athleticism, and then I love watching Donovan, his brother, play. So some of it is a bias I have that, you know, I'm conflating. All right,
he's a glider.
If Donovan can do this... Hey, you know what I mean, though, when you watch someone that runs and it doesn't even look like they're...
Effortless.
It does. Like that. It's very smooth.
You could hear me. It was like feet slapping, just a slapping down the field.
You weren't gliding.
It was not gliding, no. Well, and I had to keep
A walrus.
I had to keep a really, really close...
You can hear me flying.
I had to keep a very tight... Insane. I had to keep a very tight base.
They called him the walrus.
Because I had to keep a good frame and good and feet square for my blocking.
I wasn't
trying to get open.
I was never
open in 4 years, Schaefer.
They call it the walrus.
What do you think your separation stats were?
I never separated once. Never, not one. You know, I'm just telling you all the time, the number of times during the conversation, I did not wear black shoes.
I wish I did.
No, I didn't.
That's what your friend told me.
No, but I wore kangaroos. My senior year, I had the ruse. They gave me...
Hold on. I'm talking about Westland.
Yeah, Westland. I did not wear black shoes.
Who was your friend that I met at the party?
I don't know. I did not wear black shoes.
The one who you replaced on run plays.
Oh, it's that Tim Beebe.
Yeah, Tim Beebe.
Tim Beebe. He's in the Hall of Fame. Yes, and he never blocked anybody like that, but he's in the Hall of Fame.
He said you wear black shoes.
Yeah, he's incredible. He's an incredible player.
Man.
If you watch the sideline, I'll do this. If I came in, run play. If I went out, you know. So people are always talking all the time to the coach all the time. Like, I'm open. I get him on this with this. They're like, what do you think? I'm not open. I wasn't open 4 years. 4 years. I was never open one time.
You caught a pass at Benedictine for a touchdown.
I did. I did catch a pass.
Benedictine.
But was it? It was clearly contested.
It was contested. Oh no, it was contested. There was people.
Did you shush the crowd?
I did. I gave him a shutty. I gave him this one.
Go to sleep.
Go to sleep.
They're already sleeping.
It was Amelia Earhart Field.
I still don't think there could be anything as disrespectful as calling somebody a walrus.
And the best part about it was there was a phone there that was in the lock, that was in our locker room. Our locker room was all concrete, made probably in the 40s. But there was a phone that worked, a landline, like that rotary phone. And then everybody just, like all the people from out of state and stuff just called their parents. Hey, phone works. You go, well, hang on. These people just calling people long distance all over the country. Imagine the phone bill came back in. On a Saturday morning, there were 60 phone calls to Texas. I couldn't call my parents. They were there.
We got to get to break. The Mike Schaefer Hour continues next. Early break on the ticket.
If you're a lineman in charge of keeping the lights on, Grainger understands that you go to great lengths, and sometimes heights, to ensure the power is always flowing. Which is why you can count on Grainger for professional-grade products and next-day delivery, so you have everything you need to get the job done. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Breaking news, and this one is almost unbelievable.
Yeah, it's all about new customers at Bet365, because they get $150 in bonus bets when they bet $5, win or lose. And even better, bonus bets can be used on the spread, totals, and player props.
There you have it. Bet $5 to get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. And see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Indiana. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-9-WITH-IT. TNCs apply.